This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
And you know who else has got back? We got back.
You've just gotten back. Thank you very much. I am very, very glad that we are only a radio show and not a TV show, because the twerking that Chris has just been doing, there was not a being strong enough to stop him from twerking. Then that was
baby got back.
Poor Spencer in the back. He was jamming out, and then he saw you. That's probably ruined his day. If that
it's
has
probably
not failed
taken
us,
the ice cream out of your sundae, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, here's a fun little segment that's going to get you all up and about.
Yes.
Excited. It's called How He Gets Philosophical. How He Gets Philosophical. There you
how
go.
How He Gets Philadelphish.
That's, you know what, I'm actually really hungry.
Got it. Cool.
Focus. How He Gets Philosophical. It's a segment where I bring the hard questions, the life-altering questions from things I've noticed.
Right.
Things that can't really happen. That's why it's called philosophy. Because
you do have some very, very odd... not visions. What's the word? You had
observations.
Yes, yeah. Observations, philosophies. So I'm very, very excited for this. This is a brand new segment.
I've kept it clean for the audience, because if we go into commercial radio,
okay,
I might change
good.
My
so
mind.
That's better than what you messaged me.
Yes. Well, don't talk about that. My first thought actually was inspired by the new series on Binge. You know, the time traveler's wife.
I have heard about that.
It was a movie with Eric Banner back in the day, but now it's a series, limited series, only like maybe 6 episodes so far. If you met your younger self, would you like him, or would you really find him annoying?
Well, look, how young are we talking? How many years?
Well, in the series, he talks to himself from every possible history. He can meet himself at 28. He could meet himself at 27, 15.
Wow, that is all of like the pillar, you know, the pillars of time. 26, 27, maybe even 28. Yeah,
could be 40.
Wow.
But anyway, well, let's just narrow it down to one time period. Let's say you're a kid.
Like
15. Would you like your 15-year-old self?
My 15-year-old self.
That was your last year, of course, but that's a different story.
That was 5 years ago. I was very annoying.
Yes.
I would, honestly, I think I would not get along with myself very much, just because 15 for me, because I'm not that much older, but still a little bit older, is a very tough age group of people for myself to get along with. A, because I think 15-year-old me would have been terrified of 20-year-old me, because, oh, he's a 20-year-old. Ah, he's so scary. But also, like, 20-year-old me is looking, oh, it's a 15-year-old kid. Oh, it's so scary.
But
so it's, yeah.
The other question I have about that is, if you didn't get along, as you said, you didn't get along, would you actually physically hurt yourself? Would you punch yourself?
I'm not the smartest person in the world. I think we can both agree on that.
I can confer.
But I don't think I'd be stupid enough to try and hit myself in the face, because I think that might have some repercussions. I've heard of the butterfly effect. That's taking the butterfly
that's
effect.
That's a scary movie.
And giving it some hot wings that are covered in magma.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, that is hot. I need to know your opinion on this. This is your segment.
Well,
what is your opinion on this?
I just think I would tell him a few things. I would sit him down. I would hope that he would take things seriously, because I'm a joker by nature.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, he'll notice.
He's
annoying as hell
in
his class. I'm a joker, and I didn't take many things seriously back in school. So I would say, mate, just get your license, get yourself sorted, and then right now you could drive to uni instead of having to get a train.
Get your license. Speaking of which, a little bit of a plug. Keep an eye on our social medias. We're going to be on Facebook, Phoenix Radio Australia, Instagram, Phoenix Radio Live, and Twitter, Phoenix Radio. Go onto those. Keep an eye out, because Chris and Alfie have an announcement. You're going to find out what the Chris and Alfie trail mix is.
You sound as seedy as a hot dog bun right there, mate.
I did, yeah.
Anyway, I'll get to my... I might do two philosophies, because I've taken a bit of time. I didn't think this through. Second one is about bad haircuts.
Okay.
We were talking about this off air. Do you think footy players get bad haircuts, especially when they realise their likeness will be in the next video game of their sport? You know, like the video, like FIFA and AFL video games?
I never thought about that.
Do they want to look different? Do they want to stand out?
Yeah. We were talking in the break, right? I've got a friend who does AFL, and he's pretty good at it.
We won't name him, but...
We will not name him. But he, along with the rest of his team of people, have all got matching mullets.
Oh.
Apart from the one guy who has, like, a reverse mullet, because he's shaved just down the middle, which looks just incredibly... I'm pretty sure there was a Mr. Bean episode about a kid getting that.
Oh, he got the pot on his head and he
yes.
did the...
Yes, yeah, that episode, the bowl cut. Yes! Now, you can only imagine it's so maybe their parents can spot them out in the crowd and then pretend that maybe that's not their son.
Well, then...
Because that's...
They could just wear different coloured shoes, like yes! Charlie Cameron in the AFL.
My brother wears bright pink trainers.
Why not that?
Well, there you go. See, I suppose I just thought they might want to look unique because it's a vanity issue. Like, if you play a video game with yourself, I could imagine I would want to look the most unique I could, so that I stood out.
See, if they got my Goofy Run animated correctly, I think I'd be pretty easy to spot.
I think you would be.
Because I'd be going in the wrong direction, but that's neither here nor there.
But you know what? You wouldn't be going at the speed of sound, as Coldplay says.
No! Yes! Good segue! I like that segue. Segue. Yes, we're going to go into the speed of sound, make heard play. You're listening to Phoenix Radio with Chris and Alfie. And when you need a friend, call me. Oh, baby, now. Call me. When you need a friend, I can't help myself. Hey, Chris.
Yes, Lean on Me, Club Nouveau.
Yeah, who sings Lean on Me?
Club Nouveau.
Yeah, we should keep it that way, shouldn't we?
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're back, and I've got some fun facts, actually, to make up for my bad singing.
Yes, ahoy, ahoy, welcome back. I'm actually going to interrupt you.
Oh, before okay. We get into what else that. Is new?
Yeah, I know. Before we get into that, I need to obviously do this hour's shout-outs.
If you must.
Yes, please. If you would like your very own shout-out, go to Phoenix Radio-Australia on Facebook. Go to Instagram, Phoenix Radio Live, or go onto Twitter, Phoenix Radio. And if you message us on there or you comment on our post, we will give you your very own shout out on this hour. This time it goes to Chris Ball again. I think this is 3 weeks in a row.
He's on the ball.
He is on the ball because Chris Ball.
Yeah, you got it.
And of course, it also goes to Spencer Housen in the back. Hello. He gave us a point. He's listening.
He's a champion. He's good.
He
so,
is.
You know, if you heard me say that, Spencer?
Yep, you heard us say you're just really good, the best lecturer of all history time.
That's right. That's enough sucking up now. Let's just get into the fun facts. Okay.
Hit us with it.
Oh, I'll hit you with a paper in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. My first one that goes to the record jump recorded by a kangaroo.
Right, okay.
Is a whopping 9 meters in a single leap.
9 meters.
Yeah, so that's why you see them on the back of the plane, you know, on the Qantas planes.
Yeah.
They jump real high.
Because that is pretty much, I mean, the distance from here to Singapore, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not completely 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure the distance from Ipswich to Singapore is
at least
9 meters.
It's at the very least.
I'd say it's definitely at least 9 meters. That's huge!
It's massive, isn't it?
That is incredible. I reckon I could do that.
And in fact, all these facts today, you'll notice the theme. If you can guess the theme, Elfie boy.
Is it by any chance either jumping or animals?
If you... Listen. No, it's not. It's not,
okay.
Though.
But okay.
I like you're trying to, you know, beat the game.
Okay.
All right. Second fact, Australia was the second country in the world to grant women the right to vote. It occurred in 1894.
Really?
I hope this fact... I should verify these facts, but that sounds about right, doesn't it?
That's incredible.
It's a good fact.
That is a very wholesome fact. I enjoy that fact.
Well, I want you to enjoy yourself when you're here.
You're only here for
a short time, so...
I mean, having you as a host is pretty, you know...
Nerve-wracking, annoying.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah,
so it's good to have some leeway.
Okay, well, the third cool. fact is walking distance of Pan-Pacific...
What's he done? Oh, the facts have fallen over.
Ooh.
The facts have fallen over.
I pasted the wrong pages again.
Oh, no, that's actually my fault. That's my fault. I apologise. That's me. Yeah. Oh, Spencer's gone for
Alfie. D minus.
Oh, D minus. Yeah, that's understandable. Apologies.
Okay, I'm going to make up a fun fact. It's actually
true. Make up a fun fact. Okay.
And it's to the theme of the other fun facts that you'll be able to guess. Okay.
All right.
Koalas are lousy drunks. No. Koalas, I take it back. Sorry, koalas, I meant to defame you.
Oh.
Koalas sleep for 20 hours a day.
Really?
That's right.
Of course, because eucalyptus leaves...
Because they're lousy drunks.
...allow enough nutrition into their diet.
Yes, they're very tired. If you haven't had enough nutrition, you'll be sleeping.
Yeah.
Or if you've had a few drinks, like Alfie over there sometimes.
Well, excuse me, that is only partly justified.
You won't take it standing up, will you, sir?
I'm
fine with it.
Oh.
All right.
Well, I tell you what, look.
What was the theme? Do you get the theme?
I did not get the theme. We'll talk about it. I tell you what. You listeners are going to find out what that theme is next when we get into the news. But first, we've got Feel Good by Chet Faker.
We got Feel Good, and we do feel good.
We do. You're listening to Chris and Alfie on Phoenix Radio.
You sure are.
Stick around. We're going to get into some news.
That was funky. I'm White. Wild Cherry, play that funky music.
Oh, that was very funky. I enjoyed that. I tell you what, there is a song, actually, that I might request from Justine to put into here, which is very similar to that, kind of.
It. Ooh, what is it?
But it's called People Get Up and Drive Your Funky Soul.
Yes.
It's by James Brown. I love it. I love it. Yes, yes,
Mr.
That's
James
the one.
Brown. I can't go on.
He's got it. He knows. Oh, he knows. Oh,
I'm the music
so
man. I'm a classic.
That's right. Right, in the last break,
yes,
we told the audience that... We told all of you that...
That you stuffed up.
The facts had a theme.
That's the fact.
How is Fun Facts had a theme?
Yes.
I never got it. So he's got one more fact for us to
listen
to.
Which I found because it was tangled up in glue.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't me.
Okay, see if you can figure out the theme from this one.
Okay.
In 2005, the Australian government issued a ban on saying the word mate at Parliament House. See, the ban lasted 24 hours because it got overturned pretty quickly. So,
wow.
Good mate. You're an idiot, mate. Mate. Yeah.
Well, okay, that's a very interesting fact. I love it, but that is giving me some conflicting feelings. It's either about government or it's about Australia.
Well, think about the other facts.
The other fact was...
Oh, hang on. Coat of arms. You're right.
Yeah, coat of arms. Kangaroos are not part of the parliament, so it's Australia. I'm going to go with Australia.
I was going to say, if you got it wrong, you'd be hopping mad, sir. All right, I've got some news, actually.
Wait, was that right?
Well, yes, you were right. I didn't want to give you a big head or anything. Yes, you were right.
Hang on.
If you must.
I must.
Yes.
Sorry. I had to go and do that. I apologize.
Coming up after the intermission, there's more Peter McKellen. Peter McKellen. Peter McKellen?
Who knows? We're going to get into some news.
That's right.
I'll let Chris do this one. I'm going to have a break.
Yes, we'll have a Kit Kat. I shouldn't say brand names on there, but you know what? No one's going to hit it. New housing estate in Darra. Darra-based company Harburg Nominees Pty Ltd has lodged an application with Ipswich City Council to build Eden Estate on 12.52 hectares of vacant land at 288, 290 Brisbane Terrace and lot 999 Broadford Drive, Goodner.
That is very extremely specific. I like the detail.
They've got to find out.
That is good detail.
A good copy-paste, if you know.
Is a good copy-paste.
The proposed development includes a mix of low to medium density housing types and allotment sizes to meet locals' housing needs.
So there we go. If you are looking for a new place in and around Ipswich.
But here's the beauty. It will be located within 1.5 kilometres of the Redbank Station, which is good. 2.1 kilometres of Redbank Plaza, which is a good shopping centre. And 2.2 kilometres of Goodner Station, which is a so-so station. It's okay.
Wow. What, is it by any chance because you catch the Redbank one?
I catch the whole line. I go all the
way. You catch all the way?
I go all the way.
You've got a full line.
Oh, yeah.
Full fishing line.
That's right.
Wow.
But here's another story. It's not about train stations, but it is about a shop.
Okay.
Coles.
Yes.
Shoppers had more ways than ever to show their support for men's health in November. That's last year, of course.
Yes.
As Coles launched limited edition moustache-shaped donuts alongside Mo products to help, you know, change the face of men's health. So during November, Coles raised more than $680,000 for November to address mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. So all good for men's health there.
Fantastic.
Coles.
I used to work at Coles. I used to be a checkout chick. And
yes, you did.
When I was there, I was a lot younger, and as you may know from my from the social media posts we make, I do not have much of a moustache. I am trying, but I do not have much of a moustache. When I was a teenager, it was significantly smaller. So I sold
the
record amount of moustache glass mugs because all of my regulars would keep going up to me and then me... making me hold it up to my face as they were going through. So from them being mean to me, I helped do selling of moustache.
That's fantastic.
Materials.
It's called self-deprecation in the marketing world.
Exactly.
And the last bit of news here is more of a fun little thing.
Okay.
See, Matt Preston. You know Matt Preston?
I do know Matt Preston.
Former MasterChef dude, bloke, cook,
dude
chef.
Bloke.
Dude bloke. He has put a call out for the best chippies in Ipswich and Springfield. And Springfield, of course, we are the voice of Springfield here at Phoenix Radio. I'm going to read a whole big list.
Okay.
I think it's in alphabetical order.
Wow. That is a big list.
I'm going to tell you which one I love because I actually go to it many times.
Okay.
We've got Bouval Seafood, North Bouval. Brussel Seafood Takeaway, Brussel. Bundamba Fish Shack. Charlie D. Cod. I know that one. I've seen that one. Churchill Takeaway, Collingwood Park Convenience Store. Convenience store gets a mention, that's nice. Fancy Fish, also good. Fish Burger, Fish Depot, Fish Magic, Fish Shack, Flying Fish Takeaways, Fritzy's Diner, not Fritzy's Diner. Jesse and the Chef, as Kiwi style fish and chips. Fish
this
chops.
List goes on forever.
No, fish and chips.
It's growing. There's more. How is there more?
Race to Fish and Chips, Seafood Market Caloundra, Stoney's the Fishmonger, the Hangy Pit, and Willowbank Convenience Store and Takeaway. Of course, my favourite would be the Brassel Seafood Takeaway because their chips are the yellowest, saltiest, most beautiful chips you've ever had.
I've actually been to the Caloundra one.
Have you?
Very British.
Hey, Caloundra, isn't it? That's Sunshine Coast, isn't it?
Yeah. Why do you think I might have been there?
But why is this part of the Ipswich and Springfield list?
I don't know. You got the list.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to my editors about this.
You're going to have to talk. Going to talk to the producer.
Something
about
fishy
that one.
Going on here, I think.
Hey, listen. My goodness. You've been listening to Chris and Alfie.
Yes, you have.
This has been our first hour. But don't go anywhere. Don't touch the dial. Don't touch the keypad. Don't touch anything.
I'll
because
touch
the dial. Yeah, actually, you have to keep
answer. Yeah, keep the show going. Yeah.
Because we're
going
to go into a small break. We're going to go and have some Lana Del Rey, who will bring you up to the top of the hour.
Yes.
And then you're going to have us for another hour on Phoenix
excited.
Radio. So keep listening. We are Chris and Alfie. You're listening to Phoenix Radio. We'll be back in a second. And we have liftoff yet again with...
Yo-yo!
Yo-yo.
Mika, yo-yo.
With Chris and Alfie.
Yo-yo.
Welcome to the second hour of the Chris and Alfie Show. Fun bonanza. Love it. I'm glad you came and saved me there. We have a brilliant show planned as well. I mean, we've already had kangaroos jumping a distance of massive 9 meters.
Try to ban the word mate. Can you believe that?
Honestly,
mate. Are you serious, mate?
Honestly.
Mate?
But this time, we have school dresses.
Oh, do we?
We have... obviously, our favourite segment, the unnamed word game, which we have stolen from...
Which we call the unqualified expert,
yeah,
don't we?
We'll call it the unqualified expert.
Yeah, we'll steal that one.
Which we've stolen from a Durrant Affair. Please give that one a listen.
Formerly the unnamed, of course.
Formerly the unnamed show. That is obviously with Joe Durrant on Phoenix Radio still, Mondays 1 till 2. We've stolen that segment from him.
Yes.
But he doesn't need to know.
He had to go to work today, poor Joe. He's going back to Coles for double shift.
Oh, poor Joe.
Yeah.
Well... Zoinks! Oh, I love having sound effects. But next, right, we're going to have a discussion because you have done a poll on Instagram.
Oh, no.
You have done a poll on Instagram.
You're not going to bring this up on air.
I'm going to bring this up on air. Spencer's just come back. He can watch me rant.
Uh-oh.
He's done a poll on Instagram, this Christopher over here.
Ugh.
If you want to have a look at it, it's on Phoenix Radio Live. There's also another poll in there, which will come into later. But the first poll, I'm not very happy about. You'll find out why. After The Floor by Johnny Gill. We're going to go into Light My Way Now by Jeremy Nail.
Nail?
Now, I don't
Nail.
Know.
It's Nail.
I pronounce things differently.
Yeah. You do. You're very good. Play on.
You're going to find out why I'm angry next. You're listening to The Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. Stick around. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Who knows?
Nobody knows, apparently.
Pink
yeah. knows. Yeah.
Pink knows, probably.
That's who knows.
You're listening to the Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio now.
Yes.
We're going to get into a segment that we love to play. It's called The Unqualified Expert. Technically, originally, it's meant to be called The Unnamed Game.
It's been stolen, borrowed.
It's been stolen.
Yeah, same difference.
Listen to A Durrant Affair on Phoenix Radio 1 till 2. You'll understand where it comes from.
Exactly.
We've taken creative liberty of pilfering that segment
from... That's a fun word, pilfering.
Perfect, thank you. Of taking this game from Joe. What the rules are, I have a word on my phone. Chris has a word on his phone. I am going to tell this word to Chris, and he has exactly 1 minute, no more, no less, about what that word might mean. This is a fun game of improvisation.
This could go anywhere, and it does.
It's really good.
It goes everywhere.
I have got my finger on the dumb
button.
All over the place. If Spencer is listening, I can. I think I can actually hear him sweating up right now, getting a bit nervous with us playing this. Well, all right, so...
What's my word, sir?
Christopher, your word...
Have you got the timer set up?
I've got the timer.
Beautiful.
Your word... I've got to try and pronounce this. Ichthyolatry.
Ah, yes.
Ichthyolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You have 1 minute in 5, 4, go!
Ick Fire Lottery is, of course, the new coffee at Gloria Jean's. It's full of about five times caffeine content than a regular choking on my banana then again. Reference to the past. So it's got banana flavouring, actually. Funny I mentioned that.
Right.
It's banana flavouring. It's five times the traditional caffeine content. It's got more guarana than your local energy drink, and it'll keep you up all night. But it's also got no dose in it, which is also keeps you up. So you're up for two nights in a row, and it helps you study because it actually opens the neurons in your brain. The ICPA is part of the neurons. That's the Latin word for neuron.
Okay.
And it means brain space. So your brain's opened up with more space, and all because of, and you're awake to actually experience it. Usually you're asleep. Your subconscious takes care of that. But the ICPA, the latte, whatever the word was, is... I hope you won the question. No. it's all about the awakening spirit.
And that is your alarm up.
Not happy with that one.
Actually. I was. You remember? That was incredible. That was some top tier improvising.
Thank
there.
Thank you, sir.
However, you couldn't be more wrong because ichthyolatry is the worship of fish.
Well, it was fish in the coffee as well.
That's true. It's the worship of fish. So an answer that's equally as weird as the question itself.
Oh, God, you're going to love the one I've got you. Are you ready?
Right. I am ready.
I did preface it by saying as a clue that it was a common insult used in a 1960s sci-fi show.
Yes, you did.
Should I tell you the character who said it?
Just tell me the word.
I'll tell you the word, okay. Pusillanimous.
Pusillanidus?
Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous, okay, yes. So... what that is back on Saturn V is a rocket that America sent a dog on called Sputnik up into the space up all the way up there, and when it actually people think right
they
this,
do.
We're getting into conspiracy here. People think that dog, you know, and the spaceship were lost entirely. They lost communication, but it didn't. That dog is actually on a planet right now, and it is sending information about whether we can sustainably live on that planet as a replacement for Earth. Now, Sputnik, the dog, right, has been saying that the one thing about the planet itself is it smells very, very bad.
The dog said this?
Yeah, hence why the word that you said...
Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous. Is in like, ooh, pewee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that's actually the planet's name. That's where the name has come from. It is a planet that we may one day inhabit.
Very good.
Chris, I am not... the other Chris, sorry. Chris Ball, I am not a dork. Stop messaging me while I'm on air.
You're a dude bloke. That's what
I'm
you
a,
are.
I'm a dude bloke, that's right.
That's right.
That's right,
Thank you, Chris Ball. Dude bloke is now a hashtag. It's going to be very famous.
So, Christopher, what does that word mean?
Well, pusillanimous, Mr. Dude bloke over here.
Mr. Dude bloke over here.
It means showing a lack of courage or determination.
Wow.
So timid, basically. So, yeah you were so kind of right.
Did you just call me a coward?
Not in a roundabout way.
Wow.
No, it was because it was a fun word.
Wow.
And I said it was an insult. It wasn't a compliment.
Yeah, right, okay. Hey, if you would like to suggest your own words, or if you would actually like your own shout-out, we'll get into the shout-outs in the next break. Please go onto our socials. We've got Facebook, Phoenix Radio - Australia. We've got Instagram, @ Phoenix Radio Live. We've got Twitter, @ Phoenix Radio. Go onto those, suggest words, and we will quiz each other on it.
Because we are good dude blokes.
Yes, we are the dude blokes. You're going to see that one come up. Thank you, Chris, for that. That is 100% our new thing. But right now, the coward who is on the desk is going to put us into Eye of the Tiger to make himself feel a little bit less cowardly.
Oh, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, very good.
And then we'll get into the news. We'll get into the news and the shout-outs.
Yeah, right.
Actually, speaking of news, please go on to our Instagram, which is Phoenix Radio Live. On our story, there is a poll up there. Vote on that one, and we'll tell you all about it in the next break.
This is Phoenix Radio.
You're listening to Chris and Alfie.
Kid Leroy. He might be done, but we're not done yet.
I was just thinking that. Good wavelength.
Great minds.
He's actually got a concert coming up.
Has he?
I have no information on it, but I know that he's got a concert coming up. So... yeah, if you're interested in that kind of music, look it up. Probably.
Get on the Google Kid Leroy.
Get on
concert
that
dates
Google machine.
Ipswich, is it? It would be here in Springfield.
I don't know if he's doing Ipswich. I know he's doing a Brisbane one, though. I'm 100% certain he's doing a Brisbane one.
That kid's got a vibe.
Oh, he certainly has. Now, Christopher.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Before I get into the news, because I have a very interesting poll that we've got on our Instagram. I've got some interesting results.
Yeah, show me your poll. I mean, show me the poll.
We'll get into that
okay,
later.
Don't show me yet.
That's a... where was I? Right, yes. Shout
straight out. Face. Yes, straight... Yes.
First one goes out to Big Elliot, Elliot Stout.
Stouty, it's out. Thank you very much. Good on, Stouty.
From New Zealand.
Choice Esbrew.
Well, I mean, he's from the UK.
Choice says, mate, how you going?
I can't do it. I'm terrible. Thank you very much for listening.
Hashtag cancelled. Yep.
And the other one goes to Tyler.
Where's he from?
That's she.
Where's she from?
That is my brother's partner. And they live on Hamilton Island. They've just come over. And I have a little bit of a story before I get into the news.
Oh, yes.
She was talking to my brother, and on the way, she got very confused because how do you think the planes fill up at the airport?
I would imagine people get on. Oh, you mean fill up gas?
Fill up with gas, yeah. Have gas.
Well, it depends on how many hot dogs you've had before you're on the plane, I guess, right? No, okay, I'll be serious. Well, they put a pump in there, don't they? And they just...
Yeah. Yeah, but how does the pump get there?
Someone sticks it in there.
Okay. Not quite what I was meaning. They go on trucks, right?
There
are tanker
trucks. Yes.
Tyler thought, in all of her wisdom, that... That... All of the planes go into like a gas station with thousands, and there's a guy at the counter trying to sell you water for just $1 extra. All these pilots there. Oh, Tyler,
that
shout
fill
out
the plane.
Goes out to you. Enjoy your trip back to Hamilton Island. And please learn how planes actually fill up now.
Yes,
Christopher.
Yes. I'm just seeing that the planes.
Time for the news. It's cold.
Yeah,
you may have noticed it is very cold. Temperatures in Queensland South are actually set to plummet. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
As low as 1 degree Celsius.
What?
As the Antarctic blast begins to bite.
It's almost like it's winter. What's going on?
Well, I should mention all of this news is from the Courier Mail and Australia Mail.
Thank you, Courier Mail.
And Australia Mail.
Australia Mail.
The cold front is out in western Queensland right now, but it's moving quickly to the east and is expected to come through the southeast tonight. It is extremely, incredibly windy tonight, so if you have cars out there, please make sure they're not by any trees. Please make sure you're all safe.
All parachutes off the cars.
That is correct. Do take the parachutes off the cars.
Oh, no, my Honda!
Now, Stanthorpe is set to increase some of the coldest... experience some of the coldest temperatures in the state.
They can increase it.
With freezing temperatures forecast for Thursday. Now, that means under zero.
Wow, yeah, it does, yeah.
The Bureau of Meteorology has updated its severe weather warning for people on the southeast coast, parts of Wild Bay and Burnett and Darling Downs and Granite Belt areas. Issued at 10:59 on Monday, the Bureau warns damaging winds are set to develop over the southeast. This is actually a statement from their Twitter. Severe weather, hashtag warning, issued for damaging winds developing over the southeastern hashtag Queensland. Wind gusts in excess of 90 kilometres an hour are possible on and east of the main range and scenic rim this evening, extending across the southeast overnight. Details and updates on bomb.gov.au/warnings.
Wow.
Please be careful, everyone.
Yeah, that's
Please be careful.
It's a chilling warning.
Oh, it certainly is. Now, we put a poll on our Instagram. What that poll was, I've completely forgotten. There it is.
It was on Instagram, you just said that.
Yes, I know. Shut up. It is, should a school be able to demand final approval of formal dresses? Now, 29% of people, have voted for yes. 71% have voted for no. Now, there is a Catholic girls' school in Brisbane South that has come under... North... that has come under fire for asking students to send a photo of their formal dress so it can be approved by the school. Now, this information is coming from the Courier Mail. A parent from the particular school said the girls received guidelines of what would be acceptable and unacceptable ahead of last weekend's formal event. She said the girls were not allowed to wear anything low-cut, low-back or high-slit.
Mm.
Now, how long ago was your formal at school?
Oh, wow. How long have you got?
How many calendar...
At least 15, 16, 20-something years.
Yeah, well, did the girls there wear dresses that would complement their body lines?
They... They didn't quite wear what you'd see at Comic Con or a medieval festival.
No, but they'd wear.
It was not casual. It was formal. It was very. They were pretty covered.
Yeah, it was formal. It was classy.
Yes,
that's what a lot
you could
of
see
them
skin,
are.
But it wasn't to the point where it's extreme.
Exactly. Like I wore a waistcoat suit because that's it accentuated my body line.
Your waist, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted that. This school have not allowed them to do that. They've one of the girls said, my understanding is that because it's a Catholic girls' school, everyone is expected to be a bit more prim and proper, dressing appropriately and conservatively. Another one said, my understanding, that's exactly the same thing. I have copy and pasted twice. Whoopsies.
Well, let me just interrupt you, David. I went to a Catholic school and we had none of those issues.
Really?
So I don't know what.
Yeah.
Has the Bible changed since then?
I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Another person said, I do know that one of the girls was made to wear a shawl over the breastage area.
The cleavage area, yeah.
Yes. She was told that she needed a shawl. If she didn't bring her own, she would be given one on the night to wear. Now, we want to know your very own opinions. Please reply to us. Reply to that poll on our Instagram, at Phoenix Radio Live. Tell us your opinions on that.
So you're saying it was a shawl thing?
We're going to go into a heart of glass by Blondie, because that's just broken my heart, that joke. It was that bad.
You wear a glass jaw too, by the sound of it.
You're listening to Phoenix Radio. I'm Alfie.
I'm Chris.
Stick around.
Hey, it's Dil Merck, and this is Phoenix Radio.
Hey. Oh, gosh. You have been listening to the Chris Alfie Show. It is almost time for us to hand it over to the guys from Nerd.
Time to say goodbye. You are not easy to hide from missing.
There are a lot of jobs that you'd be brilliant at. Opera singing is not one of them.
No, it's really not.
Wait, where is it?
Thank you.
I'll give you an applause anyways.
Encouragement award.
Oh, yes. Oh. Tell you what a show we've had today, though.
Oh, that was a great show.
Nerve-wracking, because, of course, we have been, as we mentioned before, we've been
assessed by the best.
Being assessed.
Remember
on
Spencer,
our... Being assessed on our...
Ouija boards?
On our shows today, we've been being assessed. Being assessed, and it's been very scary.
Look! There's a ghost behind you!
Ah! No, there's not.
I gotcha.
Yes, but we've had a very nerve-wracking show, but I like to think it wasn't as terrible as we've had.
Well, yeah, that's true.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but hey, 60% of the time, our show works.
Sounds like a microwave
every time. It certainly does. Thank you very much for listening to us.
Toast is broken,
what
too.
What a show we've had this week, though. Sorry, this hour, I should say. We've had a very intense poll. We've had two very intense polls, actually.
You didn't like one of them, but this one,
like
second
one,
it was
I am
your
not
control.
A dork. Spencer, if you're listening, I am not a dork!
Only a dork would say that.
Shut up! And we've had the worship of fish.
Yes.
And you calling me a space
Pius
coward.
Pusillanimous! Pipsqueak! Yes.
I've forgotten the word, so I'm not going to say what the word is.
Caramel latte. There you go.
Of course, we've had the shout-outs, the wonderful, wonderful shout-outs, Chris Ball, Elliot Stout, and Tyler.
That's right, the stout, yep.
We thank you very much. If you would like your very own shout-out, please go to Phoenix Radio-Australia. That is our Facebook. Instagram is at Phoenix Radio Live. Twitter is at Phoenix Radio. Please remember us.
And Alfie, one more thing.
What? Hang on. We're going to go into Emerge, aren't we?
We are next.
So to take you there, we've got Die For It, Clean by Belly, Feet and Nars, and The Weeknd. But first,
what I was going to say before you do that.
What were you going to say?
Is when you say at Phoenix Radio, you know where the vibe is? At Chris and Alfie.
That's right. At Chris and Alfie on Phoenix Radio. I completely forgot to do that. But one very, very last thing. Remember,
To the moon!
We have lift off.